53 years ago, Orland Kurtenbach scored the first hat-trick in Vancouver Canucks history as part of a 5-2 win over the California Golden Seals on December 12, 1970. 53 years later, Brock Besser scored the 150th hat-trick in Canucks history as part of a 4-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning on December 12, 2023. It's part of a stunning start to the season for Besser, giving him 21 goals in just 29 games and tying him with Austin Matthews for the league lead in goal scoring. It's an impressive accomplishment considering he scored just 18 goals all of last season. It's also something that Besser is trying to mostly ignore. "It's obviously really awesome, especially after last season," said Besser, "but with that being said, if I focus on that too much, I feel that I get away from my game. I've got to continue to focus on what is giving me success, and that's all those little details." It makes sense. As much as Besser would surely love to pile up goals to win the Rocket Richard Trophy, thinking too much about scoring goals naturally leads to cheating, flying the defensive zone early, sneaking into the slot instead of working to win a board battle, or trying to force a shot instead of making the smart pass. It might even help Besser that he's been deployed in a matchup role on JT Miller's wing, regularly facing the top lines from the other team. Beyond the fact that it's a role that Besser craves, it forces him to keep his focus on the details, because if his focus wanes for even a moment, those top lines could immediately make him pay for his inattention. "When my lines matched up against the other top line, that's our main goal," said Besser earlier in the season. "We take a lot of pride in that, and that's all I'm worried about." The reasons for Besser's goal-scoring outburst are many and multifaceted, but pulling focus away from scoring goals might be the best thing for him. Meanwhile, Canucks fans aren't the only ones happy for Besser. "Brock and I are really tight. We've been really good friends for pretty much our whole careers," said an obviously proud Thatcher Demko after the game. "It's awesome to see. I know how much work he's put in, physically, mentally, spiritually, just trying to get to his full potential. Obviously, you're seeing him take huge steps in that direction, so it's awesome. Personally, I took very small steps physically, mentally, and spiritually when I watched this game. Sometimes, lightning strikes unexpectedly, and that's also true of the proper noun version. The Lightning opened the scoring just over a minute into the game. Elias Pettersson just missed picking off a pass in the neutral zone, which turned into an odd man rush behind him. Nikita Zadorov didn't play the rush well, but the real problem was Nils Höglander's non-existent backcheck that left Mikhail Sergachev wide open to set up Braden Point's backdoor tap in. "He's a little bull," said Tockett of Höglander. Saying that, "We've got to work on his defensive game. I thought he was a little out of whack a couple of times, but I wanted to stick with him. I could have pulled him off there because there were a couple of times where he was directly involved in the mishap, defensively, but I thought that by sticking with him, he had a good third period." Höglander responded by drawing a penalty with his speed, and the power play went to work. The snakebitten Andrei Kuzmenko hammered a one-timer from the top of the left faceoff circle to tie up the game like it was Anastasia Steele. Kuzmenko's celebration was less happy than it was emphatic. "Kuzmenko had some energy tonight. Sergei Gonchar is here, and he's been spending time with Gonch, shooting a lot of pucks," said Tockett. "He shot a lot of pucks the last 3 days, and it's no coincidence to him shooting that puck and he scores. We're getting him to shoot the puck more in practice, now we have to translate it to the game. I just thought he had more energy tonight, and it's a good little building block for him." Beyond the goal, Kuzmenko caught some attention for a defensive play in the first period, as he bailed out Filip Hironik after a defensive zone turnover by getting back to lift Steven Stamkos's stick. That's a good way to get out of a coach's doghouse and back on the couch. This game saw penalties both rare and all too common. Elias Pettersson took his very first penalty of the season, which is pretty remarkable. The Canucks also took their fourth too many men on the ice penalty in their last 4 games, which won't cost anyone a Lady Bing trophy but is still pretty embarrassing. "Yeah, I know," said Tockett with a sigh. "I don't know what to say about that. We addressed it and I think it was Brock's fault. He came to the bench and took ownership, saying, it's his fault. It's on high alert now, that's way too many. Usually, you have 5 for the year and I think we have our quota, we're done, hopefully for the year, because it can cost you games. The Tampa Bay Lightning have the 3rd best power play in the NHL right now, but the Canucks' penalty kill held them off the board on 3 opportunities. As has been the trend of late, Miller and Peterson were not on the first or even second rotations of penalty-killing forwards, with Nils Åman, Dakota Joshua, Teddy Bluger, and Phil DiGiuseppe leading the team in shorthanded ice time. We're giving more ice time to some other guys. Teddy and Ams, obviously, leading us and Dakota, said Tockett. But I thought our game plan, what are they, a 30% power play, that's a hell of a power play, I thought we protected the middle pretty well. They got a couple of good looks and Demmer was obviously there for us. Demko was outstanding on the penalty kill, robbing Stamkos multiple times, including twice in the final minute of the first period. The nice thing for Demko, though, is that he didn't have to carry the Canucks on his shoulders. He made some nice saves but he only had to make 28 saves in total. The Canucks only allowed 5 shots on goal in the second period. For a guy like Demko, this game was a walk in the park. Besser gave the Canucks the lead with his first goal of the game. Filip Hronek fired a puck towards the net that Miller tipped, hitting Höglander in front. Miller jumped on the loose puck for a shot that Andrei Vasilevskiy stopped but Besser, open because Erik Cernik blew a tire, swatted in the aerial rebound on the backhand. John Shorthouse gave the goal a legendary call, echoing the greatest goal call of all time with a, look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Höglander, after his defensive miscues in the first period, was a catalyst for the rest of the game, constantly making things happen when he stepped on the ice. His only point was the assist for the puck hitting him but hey, sometimes pucks hit you when you're doing the right thing. He's just a quick little guy out there, said Besser of Höglander. He knows what he needs to do on our line and he's done a great job at that. Getting in on the forecheck, creating those turnovers, and even when we get the puck and get some zone time, he's so good at protecting it down low. He's been great and hopefully, he can keep it going. Besser made it 3-1 later in the second period with a cracker of a shot. Tockett called it a set play. Besser rotated to the top of the zone while Hughes carried down low around the net, drawing all 5 Lightning skaters below the hash marks. Instead of crashing the slot, Besser made like Cheech and Chong and stayed high the whole time. Hughes found him and Besser blasted a one-timer through traffic. I was just kind of scanning the ice and saw most guys were watching Quinn. I mean, he's a hard guy not to. I think we do the same thing with Nikita Kucherov. When he gets the puck, you just naturally start looking at him and don't scan the ice for guys, said Besser. I just thought the high ice was open for a one-timer and it worked out. Besser's point about Kucherov is interesting. His line with Miller and Höglander was hard matched against the Kucherov line and managed to keep him off the scoreboard, which isn't an easy task. Kucherov and his linemates still had some dangerous shifts but Kucherov himself didn't have a single shot on goal all game, as the Canucks repeatedly got in his shooting lanes to block shots. Maybe they did get overly fixated on Kucherov like he suggested but it worked out for them this time. The Canucks played a physical game, led by their sizable defense corps, and the Lightning didn't seem to have a response. When Ian Cole tossed Anthony Cirelli to the ice, Stamkos tried to respond with a hit but only glanced off Cole and tripped over Cirelli in slapstickian fashion. Also in the above gif, Nikita Zadorov threw a crushing hit on Mitchell Chaffee, who seemed chafed rather than chuffed about the hit. As a Twitter follower said, it's better to be the Schaefer than the Chaffee. Listen, I love big hits but I'll take anybody just getting in front of people, said Tockett. That's one of our staples is chipping the body. Tockett brought up a hit Höglander threw on Kucherov multiple times after the game, so I thought I better track it down. If it made such a big impact on Tockett, then it seemed likely that Höglander made a big impact on Kucherov. To be honest, I was whelmed by the hit but, as Tockett said, it's more about chipping the body. This was the 16th time this season the Canucks have entered the third period with a lead and the 16th time this season the Canucks won after entering the third period with a lead. It feels very strange to be watching a Canucks team that is actually good at holding leads. It feels like a Twilight Zone episode where it's about to be revealed that the entire Canucks team is secretly a collection of toys owned by an all-powerful child who wants the Canucks to win the Stanley Cup, but it'll all go away when his attention drifts elsewhere. I think, just with some more off days and not playing every other day, I think we've regrouped and I definitely feel better in the last couple periods, said Besser, providing a somewhat more sane explanation for why they've played well late in games, careful attention to rest. Besser made it a hat trick with an empty net goal, though he first missed on a shot from the neutral zone set up by Höglander, sending the puck sailing over the net. When Höglander got the puck again, he shot it himself, looking off Besser in the slot as if to say, "Look, I gave you a chance." Besser got another chance a moment later and didn't make the same mistake twice. "Bad shot on the first one," said Besser with an embarrassed chuckle.